Is that why we're sort of seeing these Murakami versions of 17th century pieces? The one that comes to mind is of Chinese lions, peonies, skulls, and fountains.
それはちょっとまた別で。
So actually that's sort of a separate subject, in fact, especially with the lion pieces. But when I was young and I was kind of losing my way, you know, what direction I should go within the art, this art historian called Nobuo Tsuji, Professor Nobuo Tsuji, had written a book that really showed me the right way to pursue. And later on, I had a chance to do a magazine collaborative serial in which he would, you know, in each installment, he would talk about some kind of art history or historical work or artist, and then I would respond in artwork. And within this dialogue, he was really navigating me towards all these historical works. And towards the end of the series is when the tsunami happened. And of course, I've utilized all the things that I've learned from the dialogue in creating these works that are, I'm just talking about the post-tsunami works, sorry. But what started me in on exploring these more historical work is more the dialogue with Professor Tsuji, and when I started to really think about learning from the old and making something new out of it.